CrossFit for me, I mean, it was, I had to take a step back. You know, I had to take a step back, look at myself, because I really immersed myself in my business and I really never took time for myself. And so for me to take a step into the CrossFit world and start doing the workouts again, that was my way of saying, hey, Nathan, I need to slow down and actually make time for myself and make time to do the things that I wanted to do besides just focus on what I was doing at work.
Hey everybody, it's Coach Charlie. Welcome or welcome back to the Building Better People podcast brought to you by BoomFit. Thanks for listening today. And at the end of this episode, please take a moment to subscribe to this podcast if you aren't already. But more importantly, I hope the following interview inspires you to take the next step in your fitness journey. Enjoy.
My name's Nathan Blanchard. I'm 39 years old. I run Aggieland Scuba here in town. Been doing it for 6 years. This weekend will be my 6th birthday for my business, so I'm super excited about that.
Yeah. How long? You said 6 years ago, so what were you doing before that?
I was actually working in the oil field and just found out that just didn't like that and wanted to do something that I really wanted to do and passionate about. So I started the scuba shop based on just me and my friends in college actually going to take a college scuba class.
Wow. So you were 33, but you had scuba, I guess you'd done it back in college.
And 09.
'09. Okay. Yeah. And so is the scuba, like, for you, is it something that you still get to do often and, like, you love it?
Yeah, so just recently I took a group of 20 on a trip down to the Florida Keys. And, you know, just seeing that first reaction for someone new getting in the water, whether it be a family with their kids or something, seeing that first breath underwater and actually getting to take them to the ocean for the first time and seeing that first turtle or shark, that is just an absolute amazing, watching their eyes light up and just see a different world.
Man, so these people, I mean, for them to take a trip to Florida Keys means they're into it.
I mean, oh yeah. I mean, and a lot of them, they really want that experience with us because we teach them, because they feel more comfortable in the water the first time they go to the ocean. Because, I mean, it is, you know, 70% of the world is ocean. So we are about 10% of the population that actually get to enjoy part of the world that no one ever sees. So it's kind of a unique experience to kind of give them that joy there and actually feel comfortable because they're with us as instructors.
What's your favorite destination for scuba?
Cozumel is absolutely amazing. I really love the Great Barrier Reef. That was absolutely fantastic. I love what they're doing down there right now because they're shut down. They're actually, all the boats are getting together and doing a coral restoration program, rebuilding the coral and the Great Barrier Reef down there right now. So I think it's a good cause that's going on right now.
Wow. So you're like living out your dream, man.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. You know, I always pictured myself not doing a 9-to-5 in a cubicle. So for me to be in the water blowing bubbles and that's my office, that is absolutely amazing and breathtaking. And I just can't wait to see what the future holds for me.
Yeah. Well, awesome, man. So we met, I guess it's been over a year and a half, probably almost 2 years in the fall, because you did a 6-week challenge.
Yep, I did.
And that's kind of how you started the gym. But kind of let's go back to that season. You know, where were you before that in your health?
You know, I really, with the scuba business, I kind of went all in with it. And I really just felt like I wasn't taking care of myself enough. I needed to really do something, step back and kind of take a look at myself and really focus in on something for me. And for me, I always felt like I did a lot to be in shape. I played intramural sports and stuff, but I really wanted to just kind of take it to that next level. I used to run triathlons, and I got injured, and I'm really trying to get back into the shape where I can actually start doing those again. I do marathons quite often, but you know, that was scuba, because scuba takes a lot of physical activity to be in the water to make sure the safety of the students and stuff are there. So I really needed to up my game a little bit. So that's kind of why I came back to the gym.
Were you at that time in your mind, like, really unhealthy, out of shape?
I was a little bit out of shape. I think the main thing for me, why I did the challenge, was because I think my eating habits weren't as good. And I really thought that that might take it to the next level. I'm actually doing a 6 weeks challenge right now again, just because I really wanted to home in. I kind of fell back into some of my old ways and I didn't want that to start. So jump back in, just to kind of give myself a check and go for it then.
I love that. So, and we'll definitely dive into that. So Background in high school, junior high, I mean, how was that in terms of exercise?
I ran cross country, played basketball, so did a lot of sport things. When I got here, I did a lot of intramural sports. So right now I play kickball, softball, soccer. So I'm very active in the evenings and stuff. Anything outdoor, I'm game for. So
yeah. And so you, I mean, would you consider yourself like a natural athlete? Were you just kind of sports just came pretty easy to you?
Sports come pretty easy to me. I can usually pick them up within a first couple turns. I had a roommate, Reese, that used to play and teach and coach rugby up at A&M, and he invited me out for practice one time. Didn't know what I was getting into, but absolutely fell in love with it after a while. So that was a lot of fun.
You played rugby?
I went out there, and I would go out with the practice teams and kind of play with them and stuff like that out there. But he showed me a lot of things like that.
When I was a freshman, there was a guy who I knew from my high school who was like a senior, and he was on the rugby team. I went out, I think, for like one practice, and I was like, this is not for me. I knew I was going to get hurt, man. It was going to be brutal.
The first couple hits I took, and I actually took a trip to Fiji with a scuba trip, and they had it on the island, so they actually invited me to a practice. So what Reese kind of taught me, the general aspects of it, I got to play with them, so I knew what was coming.
Man, those guys are tough, dude.
Yeah, no, they did island to island, and then every Sunday they'd go to the main island, and they'd have a team go up against the national team there. So
after college, did you keep any kind of activity going, sports?
Yeah, so the intramural sports was kind of my thing to do and stuff like that. So that was the main thing that
I did. But never any traditional, like, weight room?
No, I never felt comfortable in the weight room. I never really got my feet on the ground, I guess, with lifting techniques and always feeling like, you know, people were judging and kind of thing. Look like you go into the gym by yourself and stuff. So I really enjoy this class setting because people are always hyping you up and talking to you, giving you encouragement. So I enjoy that because it pushes me. So, I mean, Kyle's been a great help during this is because he's always on top of me about my form and stuff. And that's what I always felt I never had, was the proper form for anything. And am I going to hurt myself if I put more weight on there? And y'all really build us up to like, hey, let's start here with a basic weight and work our way up, which I like about this place.
So when you started your 6-week challenge, was that the first time you'd really ever done like what we'll call strength training?
Exactly. So when I started back there, that first time when I called you, I think I was in a conference for scuba I was like, hey, I really want to do this. And so you got me on board. But starting with PVC pipes and working on movements and stuff like that. And there's some that I'm still working on, which is great. I mean, double unders are still one of those that kind of get to me, and kipping. But those are something that I'm trying to progress and be better at. But
how'd your body feel in the beginning?
Oh, the first 2 weeks, I was sore. It was really rough to kind of get going and stuff. But, you know, it's kind of, you know, it was fun to come to the gym because everybody encouraged you and stuff like that. So that gave me the motivation to just push through it. And I think that's what happened before when I'd go lift weights, is I never really had that like drive, like, oh, hey, you know, keep going with it kind of thing like that. You're going to make it through this period and move on.
Yeah. And the eating, which is, you know, you saw really good results. I mean, still to this day, I think, you know, even though you're redoing the challenge, you're starting in a much better spot than you were before.
Oh, most definitely.
So like, what were some of the biggest changes that you made in your diet?
So I don't drink coffee, and my coffee was Dr. Pepper, which I've absolutely horrible for me. And I've really homed in on, you know, I know that I've cut it out quite a bit, but every now and then, you know, I may have one, but I've noticed that like fast food, like when I'd be at work, I'd run to McDonald's or something like that, something quick. But now I'm starting to pre-make meals and take them up to work. And I just need to take that extra little time. And that's what I wasn't doing for myself, is going, no, you know, it doesn't take that long to cook a meal and have a few meals for the week and stuff like that. And I just, you know, one time, Kyle, I used one of my personal training things to go actually to the grocery store with him. Yeah. That was phenomenal. That was so much knowledge. He said, put what you normally do in the basket, and then I'm going to walk you around and show you better alternatives. That was instrumental in the first challenge for me, and I thought that was amazing that he did that for me and took the time to take one of my lessons and go teach me things.
Yeah,
I never knew, you know, the back ingredients. I never picked those things up, but now I'm looking at the back and actually seeing the ingredients.
Yeah.
And that was just, that helps elevate me so much more in my eating habits.
Could you tell the way you felt?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, even the first 2 weeks this time when I started up and I've been working out for a while, I mean, just by cutting out the fast food and stuff, I have more energy. I'm waking up earlier, feeling refreshed. I'm getting better sleep at night. So all these things I'm finding from this eating challenge that I'm doing right now.
What led you, specifically, other than you knew you were starting to drift, what led you to doing another challenge? Like, what specific things were you doing that you knew you shouldn't be doing?
The fast food, the kind of eating out more, you know. The main thing I did was I looked at my bank statement and saw how many times I was eating out a week. And I was like, I need to dial this in because, one, that's going to save me money. Two, I'm getting more meals out of going to buy the things at the store and getting a healthier alternative. And, I went to Florida this last week and, every day Kyle would text me and go, hey, man, how you doing? How's the – because he knew I had to eat out.
That's right.
And so that helped me a lot because, I would think about it when I looked at a menu. Okay, well, this is good. What can I substitute here, there, and yonder? So I was able to make adjustments to make sure that it kind of fit my program too.
Right.
So I keep going with that. And that's hard when you're on vacation to, especially when everybody around you is eating, coconut shrimp and everything else that you're like, I really like the look of that. But, it's nice to know that you can still have fun, eat a good meal, and find healthier alternatives on a menu when you're out.
I love that you did the challenge again, because I think it's easy to assume I know what to do, I'm just gonna do it, and that's how most people think. But there's a higher it's like me going on a scuba trip by myself. I'm gonna go, and it's not gonna be anywhere near as awesome as if I have somebody like you who can take me to certain spots, coach me, guide me, help me along. And so for you, having that thought process of like, okay, I need to do another challenge, what was the thing you wanted the most?
I mean, it's the guidance. Really it's the guidance, because yes, I've gotten to a place when I'm working out and stuff where you kind of fall in a lull for a while, but you can still elevate your game. It's like anything you do in life. You can always practice and get real good at something. But if you're not steady learning and actually contributing to like your knowledge of what you're doing, then you're stagnant. So you need to, every time I learn stuff from open water students all the time that come in and start the program, I go, oh, okay, you did it this way. That's actually a really good idea. I'm going to actually add that into my lesson plan. So, as a teacher, I find that I need to continually learn and grow and stuff like that. And I think that's the same thing here with the eating challenges. I'm still picking up things as I didn't pick it up from the first, because I have a little more knowledge of what I'm doing.
That's right.
And now I'm picking up other things.
It's like rereading a book.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. You enjoy the book, but now you found a chapter that you're like, I forgot about those pages.
Yes.
I understand the story a little bit better.
Yes.
And that's what's neat about that.
What results do you remember your body fat changing or your weight or anything like that from your first challenge?
Not really. The body fat went down, and right now I'm kind of where I want to be. It was mainly the strength, conditioning, mobility is one big thing. And then, for everybody, I'm sure, like me, I'm just trying to get rid of this little keg in front of me.
Yeah. What, in that period of time, it was after your challenge, you did personal training.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you were coming like once a week.
I was.
So what triggered that thought? What did you want
to
work on?
I wanted to get better at movement. My stash, I wanted to really home in and get those one-on-ones to learn the movements better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I enjoyed. It helped me with my lifting and techniques and stuff like that. So I wasn't going to hurt myself.
Yeah.
And so that was my biggest thing, because I had never really truly lifted weights before. That was one of my, okay, well, I want to learn these movements and be pretty good with them. So that way I feel more comfortable in class.
Yeah.
And then I'm still working on the movements, some of them. But, as time goes on, everyone, the coach, like, just keep practicing. It'll come to you. It'll just click one day.
Yeah.
And they're right. Like, more and more, I feel better and better about each movement that I do every day I come in.
It's kind of like that 10,000 hour deal, the more time you spend doing anything, it is. It's like double unders. You could work on them for 3 years and then they click, but you were working on double unders for a while, right?
Yeah. And I'm still working on it. I can do double unders. I'm working on the consecutive double unders.
Yeah.
I can get a couple in a row. And then after that, it kind of just, I have to start over kind of thing like that. So, but it's a work in progress.
So how did the quarantine, treat your health? What was that like?
Well, with the quarantine, it kind of, it definitely made me cook at home more. So that was a little bit easier on the eating process and stuff like that. But, you know, with having to shut down the business and stuff like that, I kind of took a step back from CrossFit for a couple months. I had to make sure that we were going to survive there and stuff like that. Yeah. So, but yeah, I still did running and everything. So I found stuff around the house, you know, just because you're not at your gym here, you can still get the workouts in at home. It just, you know, may not be with weights.
Yeah.
And so I found other ways to do like just body training there at the house and stuff that I could keep myself active.
Was it, I mean, were you pretty regular? Was it?
I was, yeah. I was trying to do 3 to 4 times a week where I would go out, either do a run or do some kind of push-up, sit-ups. I have this fun little quirky workout that I do is I run 3 miles, and every time you get to a street corner, if you take a left, you do 10 push-ups. If you go straight, you do 10 squats. And if you turn the other way, you do 10 sit-ups. So you're judging your workout on the 3 miles for every block you hit.
Oh, that's
so I
great.
Did that stupid workout. Everybody, you know, driving by looked at me kind of weird when I'd stop and do something. But it was a fun little workout to do, and it was like choose your own story.
Yeah.
And so it was like a little storybook that you're like, okay, go to this page. I enjoyed that workout because, you know, it gave me options. And so if I was tired of doing sit-ups, I would do push-ups and keep going. So
you're a marathoner, full marathoner.
Yeah. So this,
how many?
This year will be my 7th BCS marathon.
Wow.
So I'm super excited. Training started last week. So on top of the challenge, I am now doing the running to get ready for the marathon.
So you were, I mean, the first one was 2011, I think. Mm-hmm. So you were right after that. What led you to sign up for a marathon?
Something I've always wanted to do. Like I said, I did triathlons. And so it just came natural that I enjoy running. So I was just like, you know, if this is something I want to give a shot and do the 26.2 and see how it goes.
And what distance triathlons had you done?
So I don't do Olympics. The sprints and stuff like that. So little ones, I would eventually like to probably try one just to say I've done one.
Because that's a pretty big jump. I mean, a sprint triathlon takes you about an hour, you know, 50 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
And so going to, how long did that first marathon take you?
The first marathon, 4 hours and 30 minutes.
Yeah, so it's like four times the volume.
Yeah.
So. And what was that training like?
It was rough. The first year was absolutely horrible. I mean, just trying to get into it and getting the runs in that you needed to. Because, I mean, you're running 4 times a week. But I didn't have a training program at that time. And so since then, BCS Marathon puts out a training program. So they tell you what to run every week, which makes it nice for just a novice. They can literally get their shoes on and go and do this workout, and they'll build you up and get you ready for the race.
So that first year, rough in like the sense of like it was hard?
I wasn't prepared. I did not put in enough running to actually get ready for it. And I paid for that during the race. You know, last few was kind of a limping run along the way. So it was kind of rough. So.
And then you finished and you wanted to do it again?
Yeah. You know, I'm a sucker for pain. I enjoy outdoor, you know.
What
stuff.
Did you change the next year?
The running.
You just did
more training and stuff like that. So
did you in that second year, I guess that would have been 2013 maybe?
Yeah.
Okay. So that year did they have the programming for you to follow?
They started the programming, I guess it was my third year into it.
Okay.
So you know, and that helps kind of do that and kind of guide you with like what to do cross training wise, whether it be swimming, biking and stuff on other days, just to kind of give your body that rest and stuff like
that.
Did
your time get faster the second year?
It did.
Like how much faster?
About 15 minutes.
Which is massive in a marathon.
Yeah.
I mean,
You know, my goal for this year, because I've never done it, is I've never finished under 4 hours. And so that is my goal this year, is to run it under 4 hours.
Do you remember your times in your 7 runs?
My closest one I got to was 4:07. So I've got 7 minutes to shave, you know, that's just a goal of mine, is trying to get it under there. That's been my best so far.
You know, and so I love running, even though now I would say, you know, I don't get to do it as much. During the quarantine, I actually would go out on a Sunday and run like 3 miles, or I did a couple 4 miles, which right now is long, but I did 4 marathons in 2009. So I used to, this is kind of silly, I had heard that if you did all the big marathons in Texas, which at that time it was the San Antonio in November, the Dallas in December, the Houston in January, and the Austin in February. I heard if you did all four, you get like a special medal. No such thing. Or I never got one. So 2009, January, I do Houston. February, I do Austin. November, I do San Antonio. And December, I did Dallas. Dallas was my fastest. And what I found out, because CrossFit is something I started doing in 2008. Mm-hmm. Also, in October, I did a half Ironman in Austin. And so it was all in 1 year. But CrossFit taught me intensity. So like when I would run prior to, I did my first half in 2007. I mean, there was no urgency. Like, I mean, I wasn't by any means like not trying to run my hardest, but it was, there was something different about my gears. Well, when I started in CrossFit, you're doing all these 400s. Well, I've seen you do the 200s, dude. You're zooming around the building. You're training those fast twitch muscle fibers. You're hitting those gears. And all that transfers into your longer distance, you know? And so I really found that like the CrossFit helped my running a ton. So I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if this year might be your fastest year yet, you know?
Oh, and that's what I'm excited about because it's the first year that I'm doing fully CrossFit kind of thing like that. So I think it's going to benefit me quite a bit there with that. So,
and what I learned for my, you know, take this for what it is, right? Obviously, I'm just... telling you what I did because I love doing CrossFit, so I didn't want to like only run. So that year I had to kind of do, there was a program came out called CrossFit Endurance. A guy named Brian McKenzie came out with it, and he would train people on doing CrossFit and training for long distance. And one of the key things that I took away from that was the volume on running doesn't need to be excessive, but it needs to be there. So how I interpreted it, and this wasn't his programming, I basically ran 2 days a week. So it's kind of opposite what you started doing. I ran midweek and weekend, and this is before kids, so I could get up and no problem on a weekend run for 3 hours. Saturdays or Sundays were my long run, and then like Wednesday-ish was my short run. And as I trained for my marathon, I basically increased my long runs every weekend, you know, 1 or 2 miles. And then every month or 5 weeks, I'd decrease them back and taper back, you know. But I went up to like 20 miles. Mm-hmm. And then so my half run, my mid run was half of that. So like Wednesday, I'd run 10, Saturday, I'd run 20. And I just played that game, you know, if it was a, if I started training like right now, I'd run 4 on Saturday, 2 on Wednesday, you know, and then the next week I'd run 5 on Saturday and 2.5 on Wednesday. And it really, but allowed me to keep doing CrossFit, you know. And I think that that was the cool thing that I realized was like, man, here I am training for this long run while doing CrossFit and still feeling like I'm fit. You know, I did an ultra marathon in 2012, which was 50 kilometers, but that's exactly what I did. Just that type of training for that.
That's what the training's like for when I do the training that they give you.
You
do 3 on Tuesday, 3 on Wednesday, 3 on Thursday this week, and then this weekend I do 7.
Got it.
And so the same thing that you're doing, they just have a few more days running and,
right.
and kind of keep you going. And then
which
rest
is
days,
probably good. You know, I mean, I don't know. It just depends on the person. And I think anytime, like you've had 7 marathons, so you're already confident. So much of running a marathon is confidence when it comes to those last 6 miles that you're going to live.
and every, you know, if anybody ever wants to do it, like it's absolutely a blast. Like you're going to make it. Like as long as you put in a, you know, a little bit of time training and stuff like that, like I'm doing right now, anybody can do these marathons and stuff like that. So if you want the encouragement to go out there and do it, I would say I was terrified the first year I did it. And it's something about turning that last corner and running down there. You kind of get a little bit emotional, like, man, like, think about what I just did kind of thing like that. And that's the first thing that hooked me was, like, turning that first corner, running down that and seeing the finish line and actually finishing. Just that joy inside that you have that you're just, like, thinking about your accomplishment that you just did. And it's just an amazing feeling.
And so there's, like, a burst of energy, right? Like, you kind of run a little bit faster. And
I definitely did. Last, like, 200 yards, I was, like, in a dead sprint to get across the finish line.
What do you love in the training? Like, do you listen to music? Do you love the disconnect? Do you love, like, what is it about the running and the training that you like?
I like I like the scenery, like especially when I'm outside running. I do have music because that keeps my tempo. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you set up a playlist that you know that's a pretty good tempo for you that you enjoy. And I just enjoy seeing nature and being out, and, you know, just running down a road that I've never been down.
Yeah.
You know, take a corner and then just say, I'm just going to go down this and see where it leads me. It's kind of like a path unknown where
yeah.
you're getting to kind of get to see the world a little bit. And you might stumble across something, you know. Like, I didn't know by my house there's a llama out there in a pasture with some horses. Like, that was beyond me to see that, like, run around with the horses. Like, that's just so funny to see out
yeah.
there. But I would have never seen it until I made that corner and ran yeah. down that direction.
How do you adjust nutrition around runs and training? And
I definitely eat a little bit more, especially on my long run days, just because I am burning quite a bit of calories when I'm doing these long runs. So, you know, my biggest thing for me during the eating challenge is getting the protein shakes, remembering to have those in between meals and things like that. So I've basically set an alarm on my phone to tell me it's time to make one, you know?
Yeah.
And so I've gotten better about kind of getting on top of those. And those help in between meals and stuff like that, or snacking a lot, you know? Having something around just to grab a handful of, you know, almonds or something and have those as a snack.
What do you feel with on your run when you're running?
So on my run, I use gel or
yep.
goo packs.
Goo.
You know, salt tablets are good. I actually prefer mustard packets, which is kind of weird. You get the same kind of
wow.
salt content, but it gives you a flavor. So I actually
yeah.
learned that from my buddy who's an ultra marathoner. He runs 60 miles a week. And so he said, hey, instead of a salt tablet where you just put in your mouth and it kind of makes you thirsty a lot, like try mustard packets. And sure enough, I mean, that's what I run with on the thing. And then, you know, I have just a hydration pack with me
yeah.
when I'm running.
What changes in your body composition do you see when you're kind of in that training mode?
You get a little bit leaner.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's why you have to eat a little bit more to, if you want to keep, you know, muscle and stuff like that. You just, I get a little bit more wiry and stuff like that, I would assume. So
yeah.
Training.
So here's another question. So you're a business owner, very busy, 6 years, you know, you work really hard. How does working out help you manage that? I don't want to call it stress, but just that that lifestyle.
No, I mean, it really, this is my way to come and disconnect. Like, this is my way that I can come in here, you know, process my thoughts, why I'm working out and stuff. And just, it's me time, you know, to come in here and enjoy, like, just being around other people that have a good time and stuff like that. I can kind of step away for the business for the hour that I'm here. And same thing with my runs, is it's my time to kind of just de-stress, I would say.
Yeah, yeah.
And just kind of disconnect from everything and just kind of take that sigh of relief, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of probably when you get home with your kids, it's playing with them and having fun with them that really kind of like just takes that edge off of thinking about what you did for the day. Because if you don't do that, you're just going to be this tight ball of just stress all the time. You've got to take that time for yourself to kind of just say, you know what, I'm going to set this on the coffee table when I walk in and I'm going to enjoy my evening or whatever. And that's the same thing when I'd go to the gym or go running, is it's just, it's me time.
Do you notice days that maybe you plan to work out or plan to come here and then you didn't get to because you got busy? Is there like a change in the day a little or a couple days?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes, you know, depending on clients, I may be at the pool, but I also consider, you know, scuba diving a workout.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
If I'm in the water for 5 hours, I've definitely earned my workout for the day and
yeah.
stuff like that. So I don't feel too terrible when I miss a day. You know, probably when I come in the next day, I work a little bit harder, kind of thing like that, just to kind of, you know, push myself that much more. Cause I'm like, hey, I kind of missed a day. I really want to step up my game and kind of work a little bit harder there. So try to put in and get that little extra effort in.
Yeah. So title of the podcast, this is the last question, but I ask everybody this question, is building better people. That's what drives me every day, is knowing that every person that comes in here is going to benefit from this hour or however long they are here in other ways than just their fitness, that it's going to transfer into their business, their family, their personal, internal feelings. How is that true for you in what your experience is with working out?
You know, CrossFit for me, I mean, it was... I had to take a step back. You know, I had to take a step back, look at myself, because I really immersed myself in my business and I really never took time for myself. And so for me to take a step into the CrossFit world and start doing the workouts again, that was my way of saying, hey, Nathan, I need to slow down and actually make time for myself and make time to do the things that I wanted to do besides just focus on what I was doing at work and stuff. So that's really been helping me CrossFit wise to understand that there's other places in my life that I need to take a step back and go, hey, you know, it's okay to take a weekend off every now and then. It's okay to, you know, do things in the evening with friends where you don't need to jump on your laptop at home and actually do this work. So for me, it's the, you know, disconnecting myself from the business and actually making time for myself to, you know, just enjoy life some.
Once again, thanks for listening. If you live in Bryan College Station, we would love for you to come to our gym and start with one of our programs. If you're interested in more information about our services or a free trial, visit us at boomfitbcs.com. That's boomfitbcs.com.